present. How tough did that make it to get things done?
Well, I think, you know, as a defensive line, as a unit, they played well together. It's tough to really feel one guy. I know at the end of the game there, you felt him a little bit. Felt like I was getting hit in the back every time I let go of the pass, but that's the name of the game. He's a good player, and you know, for the most part, they didn't get to us, but they created a lot of havoc and caused a lot of disruption. So,
what did they do in the first half that gave you so many problems?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when we did have plays, we probably didn't make them. And the biggest thing is they brought a lot of pressure up the middle, where some of our protection is weak, and were able to get me on my back foot, and you know, and force us hot and things like that. And we never really got anything going and got into a groove of any kind. Couldn't move the ball, couldn't make first downs, couldn't get any completions, just couldn't get ourselves going and moving forward, and it just wasn't good.
What do you think that was?
That timing just so difficult you guys to get down to?
Well, like I said, I think they did a good job of creating a lot of disruption up front and making me feel uncomfortable and just threw things off.
In terms of playoffs now, the destiny, controlling your own destiny is not there anymore. Just kind of what you guys have to do in this next week. You'll need the help.
It's tough. We've been in the situation last year where we didn't really control our own destiny at the end of the season, and we didn't play well. All we can control is going out there next week against Cleveland and winning a football game. And, you know, everything else, obviously, it's a fall in place. I don't know exactly what happened. I know we were just talking about it a little bit, but the bottom line is all we can do is worry about ourselves and go win a game.
How concerned are you? Justin didn't finish the game, and both tackles didn't finish the game. How concerned are you about injuries?
Yeah, it definitely knows. We got some guys beat up there at the end and have no idea what actually happened or not. So I guess we'll wait to hear.
What did you think of Kareem Jackson, the way that he played two interceptions?
Well, I mean, the one he undercut Owen and, you know, made a nice catch, made a nice play, and the other one hit him right in the chest, so I hope he would take that one. That's the way it goes. Yeah, I think he obviously played well, created turnovers, gotten them in the position to score, and you got to tip your hat to him.
So in terms of emotions, how would you characterize this one? Are you surprised, shocked? What would you call it?
Like I said earlier, we just got whooped, man. No way about it. Defense played well, special teams played well, and we didn't do a single thing on offense. We just got beat up and whooped, and you know, it's part of being an NFL football player, and is being able to take this sometimes and move on and go worry about you.
Just this last week, the offense struggled at times as well. Are you a little concerned how the offense has played just recently?
Well, obviously, you're not happy about it, and last week we were able to do what we needed to do to win the football game, and this week we weren't. Obviously, I'm not happy about it, but it's a little bit too late at this point. We got to get back in there and just do the best we can leading up this week.
And you've been really accurate the past five games. Today, it just didn't seem like you were. How would you kind of assess it?
They did some things. They did some things up front. They got me on my back foot. They had good coverage. They took away the main guys or the main two guys. They did a lot of things. And like I said, they were disruptive. They got me. They got us off our spot. And nothing came easy. There was nothing out there where it was like, boom, give me. Everything, you had to go take it and earn it. It was like that for the full 60 minutes, and it was tough.
Joe, with the running game not going well, does that contribute really to them being able to do those things?
Well, I think that's just part of it. I mean, you can, part of it is them getting me off the spot. Part of it is them stopping the run. I mean, that's a good sign that they were playing well up front. And obviously, when we're not getting our running game going, it's going to affect us. And I think, like what I was trying to say, is, our running game wasn't working for a reason because, they were playing physical, they were playing well up there, and that those same kind of things convert when you try to drop back and pass the ball. Those guys get going, and they did a good job.
Did Gary give any indication during the week how significant this game was to him coming back to Houston?
No, he did not. You wouldn't. Just by looking at Gary and listening to Gary, you wouldn't have known that he had anything to do with Houston in the past. Now, having said that, we've all been in some kind of situation similar to that, so we can understand what it means. And That's a credit to Gary to never really, bring that up.